This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, almost 7 after the hour, as you welcome us in, and we welcome you in, to another hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer off this week. Victoria Keelan is here, as is Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen on National Camera Day. Snap! How many people use their iPhones? I took a bunch of pictures. You can see them on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, of Miles and me. Well, actually, Daisy and Miles and me going to the expo, the Dinosaur Expo, that was at down at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots played. Did you see those pictures, ladies?
No, I actually looked for them, but I couldn't find them.
Really?
I wasn't on Facebook, though. I was looking for Instagram.
I don't know if I put them over. I kind of figured out a little bit of how to move things over. But, Jay, feel free if you want to move those pictures over to the
I wanted to see the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Oh, they are cute. We'll have to share these on DJV show.
Okay, good. So anyway, I was taking pictures using my iPhone, which is what we all do, thinking about the word photography. It comes from two Greek words, ladies, that when you put them together means writing with light. I find that very interesting. It's kind of a nice way of describing what a camera does. Isn't it really amazing how we have, through technology, been able to capture things, tell a story, if you will, without having any words? It's a picture. Pictures, what is the old expression? A picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, so cameras go back about 800 years. The camera obscura was the first one, meaning dark chamber. The camera obscura was nothing more than a box with a hole in it. Light comes through the hole into the dark interior of the box, and then it projected an image onto a flat inner surface. When the light was gone, though, the image disappeared. That'd be the end of that. So now we have, moving ahead, how many? I find it amazing that 800 years ago that they could come up with something like that. But then when you know about the ancient history or the ancient civilizations, there was a lot of smarts. Imagine, for example, to use another circumstance, if you've ever been to Stonehenge and you see these multi-ton rocks that were brought up, they were brought from, as a matter of fact, Greece, on ships, brought to the coast of England, and then horses dragged them, what is about 130 miles, over, they would cut trees down, and they'd roll these pieces of granite with horses pulling them over the poles. And that's how they got them up there. You know, the old, where there's a will, there's a way.
Crazy, yep.
It really is. It's so amazing to think about.
And it's like all for what, though? It, just for some sort of religious ceremony?
Yes.
Right?
The Druids wanted to pay more homage. If you go to Stonehenge, there's big mounds all the way around. Have two of you been to Stonehenge?
Yes.
Stonehenge? Okay.
I have not.
You haven't. Okay, go take. That's a great trip to take.
Yeah,
it'll be
really
a great
cool
family trip. Yeah, fabulous. Anyway, so there's mounds all over the Druid burial grounds, are all over that area of England, and it's thought that the Druids were the ones who wanted to bring God's will, God's strength through these stones. So they put them up the way they did to capture the energy that came from the deity. And so it's pretty amazing stuff. All of the things that we have, we think we're so special because we have had the Industrial Revolution, but people figured out how to do stuff long before the Industrial Revolution. It's not to say that they didn't have the same wars that we have today, because they did. Those Druid burial grounds, most of them were people at the time that were, you know, encountering the Celts and whoever else was trying to take over. The history of mankind is conquest, right? I mean, everybody wants to beat up on somebody else, or I want yours, it's mine now, I'm taking it, that sort of thing. The tropical storm situation, as we get into that season, starts in June every year. The fourth, as a matter of fact, the number four tropical storm is Danny, formed off the coast of South Carolina yesterday. Tropical Storm Danny's arrival. The I guess when you look back over the last couple of weeks, kind of active already with four storms. On average, the fourth named storm arrives on August 23rd or thereabouts. So is that more testimony to the weirdness of the weather? We all are talking about the droughts in the Northwest and then the struggling California farmers because there's, you know, their allotments for water in California, and the farmers are selling their allotments rather than growing things because it's easier to make money, charging outrageous. Do you even know what your water bill is where you are, Jay? Victoria, how much do you pay for water?
We don't.
Is it separate or part of rent?
Our water is included in our rent, so I have no idea.
I have no idea. What about you, Jay? Do you know what your water bill is?
I do.
And?
I mean, it's about between $40 to $60, and it counts with sewage as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put water and sewer bills together. Here where I am on the farm, well, we don't have sewer here because we have septic systems, but we have I have a well at the farm. I don't have one at my house. I used to have one at the other house. I want to put a well in because the inefficiencies of government have caused a 10% increase in 1 year for the cost of buying water. And you can see there are a lot of people who think future wars, if they're active physical wars, are going to be fought over water. And when you look at what's happening, you know, the speaking of wars, it is so hot, sounds like a Johnny Carson line, in the Northwest. 117 degrees yesterday, is that what we said earlier? In Portland and in Seattle, Spokane, those areas. We have three or four stations in those two states. So I'm guessing that those of you who are out there, even at this hour, we do this program earlier in the day, so you're facing another day of scorching heat. And even with all of that, the amount of violence in the last couple of days, police in Portland, I think, have walked out, right? Disgruntled police force because they can't do anything about the crimes, so they say, because they've been cut back. So this is a focus on whether we dismantle the police, disarm the police, we refigure what the police are supposed to do. So it looks to me like this is an extreme example of what not to do. Yes, no? Or are we letting the police get away with things because they're not getting their own way?
Well, I think we've all talked about it here on the show, and we kind of, I think, are all in agreement that, you know, the police unions are really the problem. It's not necessarily
the police themselves.
Separate from how, you know, bad actors and things
like
that.
It's like the teachers' union. It's not the teachers themselves for the most part,
right.
It's the unions. Yeah, okay, go ahead, excuse me.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I'm sure that the walkout is probably orchestrated by the unions. And, you know, and like you said, this is a time where, I mean, the extreme heat, the streetcar in Portland had to shut down because the cables melted.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's this is just crazy. So I don't know what this is doing with crime. Usually, and hotter weather and, people get crazy and, you know, people drink more, people do more drugs, and then there's more violence and more domestic violence calls and things like that. So, I don't know. It's not a great time to have cops walking out.
Now,
is there any part of it, too, from the pandemic and everything being shut down that people just got so stir crazy or people lost their jobs and
that's
also a reason
that,
for more
right?
crime as well?
There has to be some connection. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So if you go into British Columbia, if you keep going up north, northwest, over the Canadian border from Washington and Oregon, is British Columbia. And yesterday, a village called Lytton, L-Y-T-T-O-N, in southern British Columbia, did the same thing that they had in in Washington State. 115 degrees in British Columbia. Has never been recorded since the 1880s when weather records... I'm sure it's happened before because the Earth has changed so many times over its over its existence. But 113 degrees in Saskatchewan,
wow.
That is just sweltering up there. It's unheard of. And then you go down from there, directly below Saskatchewan is Montana. Our affiliate in Billings sending us this report about the drought... Drying up waterways there. Wildfires have begun. Farmers are scrambling for water. And now there is a plague of grasshoppers that's moving across the upper plains. Imagine this. And by the way, this hasn't happened since the 1980s when the government sought to kill millions and millions and millions of these, and now they're doing the same thing because they eat up all of the grass and the cattle die because nothing for them to eat. So in Montana's Phillips County, for example, which is about 50 miles from Billings, the numbers of grasshoppers showed up on a prairie around this guy's farm, and they have completely stripped the trees of all their leaves. They have eaten every bit of grass there is on the ground, so it looks like a desert now. Grasshoppers love this kind of weather, so this is another one of the things that is an unintended consequence, if you will. The outbreak continues. The common shifts, they just move by the millions. And so they have, I guess there's some kind of a spray that they use. I don't know what it is, but can you imagine? Just think about it for a second. Swarms of grasshoppers just moving in an unparalleled way, quickly eating up all the leaves on trees. Look outside now, wherever you are, all those green, beautiful trees that are there. Imagine you're in Montana, and yesterday you were looking at trees that looked just like that, and today they are barren, like it was the middle of the winter. That's how fast they act. Wow. So the government's now trying to get together a large group to go out and kill them before they just keep moving. People don't even know where they come from. Yeah, grasshoppers.
Jeez, they're acting like locusts.
Yeah, same kind of thing. I think they are. Aren't they related anyway? Grasshoppers and locusts? I think they're related. But anyway, yeah, I think they are.
Not really big on entomology, so I don't know. But
well, it's ugly. Maybe that's the best way of looking at it. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Friday, 3 past the hour. That's an approximate time. Pretty close, though, here on the DJV program, where it is trending time, social media time, the focus on what's going on that may have not made it quite to the front page, but yet you think it's more important or you think it's more interesting. I think there are a lot of those things. Certainly the Brittany thing meets that, but a lot of talking about who's going to the Tokyo Olympics. Have you been talking about The Bachelor because you have been watching The Bachelor or not? Are you in protest because the guy that was doing Bachelor, what was it? What was the guy?
Chris Harrison?
What did he do? Which one of the Bachelor shows did he do?
He hosted all of them, but he now he's okay. Gone, so yeah.
All right. Now he's gone. All right, well, let's get into The Bachelor right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Okay, so what's the scoop with The Bachelor? Where the big scoop?
Some of the Bachelor stars got PPP loans during the pandemic, yeah, and everybody is like, what? Right? That is pretty much, Victoria, exactly what you said is what all of social media is saying. What? Why? This needs to be explained. So, in case you missed it, the PPP loans were meant to aid small businesses and allow them to keep their workforce
payroll
employed.
Payroll protection plan. That was
exactly. PPP. So, why do Bachelor stars need to keep employees, you know, protected and everything? And new public records had revealed that certain companies associated with Bachelor stars, like Tayshia Adams and, I don't know how to say this last name, Ari Lewandik?
I think
that's right. Do you know this one?
That sounds right, though.
So they received loans in the past year in the amounts of $20,000 or so, and Tayshia named her company Tayshia Adams Media LLC and got the PPP loan to hire somebody on. So it wasn't even an employee originally. Got the PPP loan in order to hire
somebody
on.
That's not the point of the loan, right?
Exactly. No.
It's
exactly.
To keep employees.
Yeah. Yes. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Right. Another one, Colton.
All right, so here's the question. Not so much on whether they got it, but did they get them forgiven? Because by now, you will know whether your first round of PPP has been forgiven by those who supervised this. So I want to know, not so much
who got it. That was going to be my next question. Are these actual loans that you have to pay back, or is this just
Well, the PPP loan has been, for the most part, especially if it's under $50,000, has been all pretty much all forgiven. It was supposed to be to have 4 months of pay for your employee. Remember when I started, when I was using it, when I got it first to help you guys because, mm-hmm. you know, there was no income coming in. But they were, mine were forgiven because they weren't that great. And most everybody who had good records, I had good records, you submit the records and they all say, okay, yeah, this, we're going to forgive this and not. So these people, I'm betting, don't have any records at all.
Not sure about that. But there is one bachelor, Colton Underwood, who got a PPP loan, and he's the only one that everyone's like, okay, this one makes sense. We're not coming after him because he has a nonprofit foundation where all proceeds, like he's never even made a dime off of this. All proceeds go directly to people living with cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
And so that's the only one that everyone's like, okay, leave Colton Underwood's name out of this. Everybody else, what the
heck? Get him. Yeah, let's go get him. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday will travel to South Texas, where he's expected to report on the border wall and expose the Biden administration's open border policy. Trump will be joined in the Rio Grande Valley by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has vowed to complete Trump's wall along the Texas line with state funds and private donations. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said Monday that the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust complaint against the media giant Facebook failed to show its monopoly, effectively dismissing the DOJ lawsuit. Now, the DOJ can get a second chance with Boasberg, an appointee of President Obama, within 30 days. Condo owners in the South Florida tower that collapsed last week were facing assessments for millions of dollars worth of repairs, with payments set to begin this week. The Champlain Tower South Condo Association approved a $15 million assessment in April to complete repairs required under the county's 40-year recertification process. USA Radio News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect. I need a fast new PC so I don't miss a beat in college. Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work and learn. And now get up to $150 off select PCs like the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel i5 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73 Limit 2.
A new Gallup poll shows most Americans believe the pandemic is over in the United States. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new poll from Gallup shows that nearly 30% of Americans feel that the pandemic is over amid the rollback of many COVID restrictions and most activities and businesses returning to full capacity. But health officials say there's still work to be done before victory can be declared. Dr. Tyson Bell is the medical ICU director at the University of Virginia and tells CBS News that until more people are vaccinated, there's still the risk of new outbreaks.
We've certainly turned a corner when it comes to the pandemic. When you think about the situation last year compared to now, but we're far from over. Vaccination really is the protection that will take us forward and to really turn a corner on this. And when we have low vaccine uptakes in parts of the country, we've got millions more to vaccinate here. We have billions more to vaccinate around the world. And we saw the example of what can happen when a surge in a place far from home can lead to variants that can set you back to square one. So we've seen that potential is there. And until we really vaccinate the vast majority of people across the world, we really can't say that this is truly over.
Game one in hockey's Stanley Cup Finals goes to the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-1. Lightning center Alex Killorn on NBCSN talks about the Canadiens as that was his team as a kid growing up.
In the finals, I grew up a Montreal fan, but I don't know who my friends are rooting for, but I'm just happy to be in the finals.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Not much breaking news, because you've heard most of it before, other than the situation with the hotel. Well, the hotel's probably built like that apartment complex. There are some down there as well. Maybe have the same issue. I thought earlier, Victoria Keelan's here, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer's off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on the swimming pool and how it basically crumbled and what impact it had because it was built around the superstructure of the building, right?
There's several new developments with this, actually. So there's a letter that CNN has just posted, and it's from the board president of the Champlain Towers South, which is the building that collapsed. Mm-hmm. And it describes the progression of decay at the building going back to 2018, saying the observable damage in the garage has gotten significantly worse since the initial inspection. The board president addressed this letter just on April 9th. And saying that the concrete deterioration is accelerating, the roof situation has gotten much worse, extensive roof repairs have to be incorporated. $15 million is what they had set aside to repair this building. They said you can visually see the concrete is cracking, the rebar holding it together is rusting and deteriorating underneath the surface. The pool that you mentioned that we talked about a couple hours ago, that was just yet another thing that was on top of all the other issues. And apparently, 2 days before it collapsed, there was a pool contractor who was there and said that there was so much water damage that had been flooding into the pool equipment room that they were burning through pumping motors. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, mm-hmm. to replace the motors on the pump every 2 years, that's a lot of water that you've got going in and out. And so now it's so tragic that this happened and no one acted in time. And, you know, and all the evidence is there. The pictures that have been released, if you saw the state of this building, like in the hallways underneath, you know, where the pump room is, it's just, I mean, it's just crumbling. It's
all right,
horrible.
I want to flash back a little bit to the time I've been, my folks had a place, I've been going to Palm Beach County since I was in my 20s, know the area well. My father bought a place, he had three or four places that he bought when my mother got sick in the 60s, and then it graduated to a place on the penthouse at 5400 North Ocean Drive, an older building called Sea Dunes. And it was mostly retirees, older folks. I remember because it was right on, it was the best view, it was the best unit in the building. And I remember going out on the porch and seeing the cement that had chipped away and the rebar that was getting all underneath the, you know, when they build these things, you can't just pour concrete. You got to have something to hold the concrete together, and that's what the rebar is. And so the rebar, which, by the way, in case this is an aside, rebar is made pretty much exclusively by the Turks. And it comes from we used to send all of our scrap metal to China. Now we send it to Turkey. Pretty much everything that's scrap goes to Turkey and gets melted down and made into rebar. So the rebar that you're looking at today was a car you were driving yesterday. That's the old ships that they got over there, they're chopping up, all that sort of thing. That becomes rebar. It's a basic combination of everything that can be made into sort of a steel form. So well, I remember looking at it and saying to my father, "What is this? Why? Well, you guys are on the board here. Why don't you get this fixed?" Well, that started a whole movement to fix things. They had to shut down parts of the building, and they had to spend $23 million to rework all of the things, the superstructure that had decayed because of the exposure to the ocean. The sea mist comes in. Now, keep in mind, this penthouse probably at most 400 feet from the ocean, at most. And so all of that spray, all of the salt water, all of the air that blows in there, it eats away at these buildings. No matter where you are, no matter where you live on the ocean, whether it's the East Coast, whether it's the Gulf, whether it's the West Coast, wherever you are in the world, if you're on the ocean and you've got a home that's basically made out of concrete and rebar, every 20 years you better do a thorough inspection, otherwise it's going to fall down around you. And that's what has happened down there, in part. I think that that's probably, there's a whole bunch of things that have come together to not serve the people who live there well. And one of them is what I'm just describing, what happens to those buildings down there, even if you don't have a faulty whatever they have. They have, you know, there's a lot of faulty stuff design-wise and construction-wise. And actually, you know, paying attention, the owner should have been all over this, all over it, and they weren't. So here you have a story that will go on, and then what fixes this? What gets done to make sure that these things don't happen again is the question. It's got to be up, and it's not just there. You got to be going up and down the coast. As I said, all those older buildings, the Sea Dunes, probably built in the right after World War II, if I'm remembering, first or maybe finished in the early 50s. So for those buildings, that's old. You know, in New England where I am, old homes are 300, 400 years old. But an old home down in Florida on the beach, 50 years old, 50, 60 years old, that's a building that needs some serious, you know, those, they're not even built till they know that they're not going to last that long. They tear them down all over. You can go up and down the coast there, like in Los Angeles. People buy homes, they tear them down and put up new ones just because they want a different house. Well, up and down the coast down there, you can see buildings being blown up. I never forget, I had two experiences, one in Las Vegas and one of them was in Florida, watching a building implode. Have you ever seen that? Ever watched them blow up a building?
I've seen video of it, sure, yeah.
Right.
Like old casinos. They just did one, the Trump Casino, which has just been abandoned. It's been sitting empty in Atlantic City for years. They just blew that one up, too. I think that was last summer.
Well, all right.
It's kind of amazing how they can do it. You know,
it is. It just implodes almost.
Right.
Yeah. Right where it stands. Okay, speaking of Trump, you like my segue serenade here? Bill Barr says that Trump's election fraud claims are bull. Not to put too fine a point on it, he said that it's BS. And I don't know. So this Jonathan Carl's written another book, and he's quoted in it. I hesitate to talk much about politics when Jennifer's not here, but under the circumstances, what was Barr's relationship with Trump? I've forgotten.
They were very chummy in the beginning.
Yeah, but then afterwards, didn't it kind of fall apart?
Well, no. What happened is Trump, you know, got furious with Bill Barr at the very end of his presidency because Barr refused to open investigations into the election fraud claims. That's where this quote where Bill Barr said, we knew all along that this was there was no truth to this. This was all one big lie that Trump was perpetuating, that the election was stolen from him. I mean, this is, look, Trump supporters are always going to be Trump supporters, right? Like they're.
Yeah.
He can't do anything that is going to dissuade them from being loyal to him. So it doesn't matter to them that Bill Barr, who, you know, was the attorney general, who was very, very chummy with Trump and acted in many cases, the criticism on him was that he acted like a personal attorney. I mean, he was Rudy Giuliani before Rudy came
right.
in.
Right, yeah.
So,
right.
you know, yeah. that was the knock on him. So it's kind of like, you know, now a lot of Trump supporters are saying, oh, Bill Barr is just a loser and he's, you know, like how Trump does, you know, he dismisses everybody.
Yeah.
But look, the bottom line is he was very loyal to Trump, and if there was election fraud that he could have opened an investigation into, he would have. But he chose not to.
For those of you listening in Utah and those of you around the rest of the country who don't like Mitt Romney, this will give you something else not to like about him. He says, in talking about election fraud, what he did in an interview was kind of interesting. He was complaining first about Trump and how unrealistic he is, and then he said that he believed that these rallies and the theatrics and the stage thing is just like the WWE. It's all rehearsed, it's all fake, it's all phony, it's baloney, and so why pay any attention to it? That's basically his message. Romney never liked Trump. Remember that whole thing during the and then he got invited when there was speculation that he'd become Secretary of State, and he went to meet Trump at his golf house and the golf. But the two of them never saw eye to eye on anything. I've always Mitt Romney was governor of Massachusetts for 8 years. He did a good job as a Republican who survives in a Democratic state. And then maybe that's, as we were talking earlier, Victoria, about, you know, who the real Republicans are and who the real Democrats are and all that stuff. And so the people who think that Trump represents the Republican Party and he is the Republican Party, Romney, no good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do think one of the things that came out that Bill Barr had said that I think is important, he said that they looked into the election fraud, you know, the different accusations that Trump had been tweeting about. And he said they found very minor pockets of, you know, where someone, you know, had died on the voter roll or, you know, things like that. But he said it was nothing at all on the scale or even close to the scale that Trump was insinuating. And, you know, when Trump said that the votes in the voting machines were being automatically switched from Trump to Biden, Barr looked into that and he said it was complete BS. It never happened. I mean, there's just so much. I understand people have an emotional, I get it, like they have an emotional reaction with Trump, people who support him, and he's like a cult figure. But, like, you have to kind of look, you know, at some point, we're going to have to really look at the facts. The facts are there was some election irregularities like there are in every election, but nothing that Trump tweeted about was true. It just wasn't. And so it's frustrating for the rest of the country, you know, to say, like, okay, the voting machines were flipping names. And then he also mentioned, you know, in one of the counties in Michigan, people said, oh, well, they just magically appeared with all these these ballots. And Bill Barr said, well, we looked into that too, and that was the schedule that the ballots were supposed to come in. Yeah. They come in all night long. He goes, there's nothing to it. But, you know, Trump took every little thing and blew it up on Twitter and made
well,
it
that's
seem
him.
Like it
that's
was this
he,
great
that's
conspiracy
kind of
against him.
All right, so let's, as long as we're in the White House for a moment here, the Gwen Berry flag protest thing, she's an Olympian. She has said, what did she say? She wasn't going to salute the flag or something at the Olympic, the Olympics if she goes. So,
did she step down from the podium? Because I'm not really clear on what exactly she did.
Well,
I don't know that she did anything, right?
I think it's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, she said she sort of stepped back looking away when the, I think, during the national anthem. I think that was
okay.
What went on. If you look at the pictures from all the from the trials, she's in the back headed, she's looking the other way, if you will. You know, my problem with this is that the fact that we have a flag and we have whatever the symbols are, these things are indicative or indicative, if you will, of the freedom that you have to do this. So to kind of look as she did, everybody's got a right to do their own thing. If I'm critical, it's because of the way, you know, it's like she's had a tough life. And maybe, I don't know what anything about her life, but I know that right now she has an opportunity to do amazing things, and she wouldn't have them if she didn't live in America. I don't know. I just find these people that think that that they've got such a tough road to hoe, and they don't. There are a lot of people who do have a tough road to hoe and have real reasons for being angry at either the country or people who live in it, because let's face it, the country is who lives here. The country is not just an emblematic piece of dirt. It's made up of people and their aspirations, their dreams, their realities. So anyway, I think that's where I come down on Gwen Berry. You can have your own thoughts. She's the hammer thrower, by the way, for those of you who don't know. Quite the athlete. It's 47 past the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three past the hour now. It's movie moments time. Chucker's not with us today, but that does not stop us from creatively talking about what's going on in the world of movies. There's a release date for Dune that has been changed yet again. Victoria and Jay and I will talk about that right after this.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Okay, so Chucker is absent today. We will work in his stead. The next version of Dune, among the big movies from last year, saw the release date delayed because of the obvious. It was moved to October 1st last year, and now it's been pushed back again to later in October this year. This is more from this. I don't understand, frankly, the fascination with this. There are some good actors in this, frankly. Jason Momoa, we were just talking about the Aquaman, I think, weren't we? Talking about Aquaman, or was that off the air? We were talking about Aquaman.
Yeah, it was off the air. We were talking about Aquaman, too. Anyway.
Josh Brolin, Javier Bardem, Stellan Skarsgård. This is a good crew in this movie. Were they in the first one? And what's the story about? Is that, it's, when I think about Dune, I think about some monster coming out of sand dune. Is that what this is all about? I don't know the story. never appealed to me. It just seems to me that
well,
I saw a trailer somewhere.
The original Dune was Kyle MacLachlan and Sting. So, yeah. Right? So, I don't know if the other older actors were in. I think this is a complete
reboot. I'll bet Skarsgård was in it. He's been around.
I don't know. It's a complete reboot, so I'm not sure. And to be honest, I've seen bits and pieces of it. Like I said, off the air, I just liked seeing, you know, half-naked Sting. But I have no idea what the story was. Couldn't tell you. Yeah, had no idea what the plot is.
Well, I think, I'm sure that
but
Jay's
this has gotten so much buzz because of Timothée Chalamet. And so,
why?
Because he's just super buzzy right now. He was in Call Me By Your Name with Armie Hammer, and he's just, you know, he hosted SNL last year. He's just an up-and-coming, very buzzy actor.
Uh-huh. Okay. So he's there with Rebecca Ferguson and all these other people that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the... am I right about the story? Isn't this some monster comes out of a sea dune? Out of a sand dune? And
I don't know, Phil. Can you come on for a second? Because Phil read the book. I feel like we're really.
Lord, it was years ago, and it was an awful book, so I don't remember a lot of it.
But was there some sea dune monster?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why I didn't just go to see it, because I saw a trailer. Yeah, I wouldn't go see stuff like that if you paid me. There's no reason for that kind of creepy. Although Jay probably would be first in the first row. She'd probably be right there to suck it all up because she loves this crap.
I don't know. This one doesn't really sound my speed.
Right, you like all that monster
stuff. No, she likes horror,
no,
but that's different.
No, yeah. Like, I like
how is this different? This is a horror. This is a horror movie, isn't it, in a sense?
This is more like sci-fi. That's not really horror.
Like sci-fi.
Like Jurassic Park. See, I look at Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park is a children's movie. That is not a horror movie.
What do you mean?
Oh, my gosh.
See, the dinosaurs eat up people? How can that be a children?
One guy. No, but the reboots of Jurassic Park, what is it? The Lost World, one of the most recent ones where I can't remember what the dinosaur is. It's one of the long neck ones, is crying as they're leaving the island and the volcano is about to take it and kill it. And, that wrecked me. That one really wrecked me.
A crying dinosaur. I've missed that description of what went on. I took my son, speaking of pictures that we were going to post on Instagram and Twitter and so forth, I took my son, my grandson, to see the Jurassic Expedition, and what they call the Jurassic Experience, I think. And, it's kind of benign. I was thinking that I'd be more scared than he because of what I've seen in, again, the trailers of the movies. I guess it's all in how you look at things. I just don't like being scared. Never have. I think I must have been scared when I was a kid, and it doesn't...
Something
but Jay
traumatized
obviously,
you in a movie when you were a kid, because you have such a visceral reaction to anything that's like a creepy crawly or something. I would love
bugs
to like hypnotize you and figure out like what it was that was the turning point.
To see bugs turn into monsters? Like, although Ant-Man was pretty benign, right? The Wasp, they had a bee that became... A superhero, wasn't there?
No, those were they had superhero kind of like suits. They had the technology. They were real people. Normal people, but they had the technology to shrink
them down. But they became the size of an ant, and then they became the size of a human.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Look at you talking Marvel Universe.
Yeah, it was creepy. All right, thank you, ladies. Taking care of our...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.